Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are listening to NABWIC Talks. This is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we welcome you to our show this morning. You're listening to Rachel Moore. I'm so happy to be back on the show today, and I'm going to be speaking this morning with two very exciting guests. I have Ms. Karen Douglas on the line, and also Felicia Jones is on the show, and we'll be talking about their backgrounds and also Industry Day, so you guys will gain so much from that. What we do want you to do, though, is when you get a chance, visit our website. That's www.nabwic.org. There you will learn more about our organization, how to get involved. You also have the opportunity to join the email list and spread the word. Go ahead and text and post and tweet and do all those things there on social media to make sure that the word gets out to other women and people in construction. Again, this is NABWIC Talks. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we welcome you to our show this morning. And we may have an opportunity towards the end of the show to open up the lines for any questions that you may have for our guests. So let's go ahead and get started and jump right in. First, I'll be speaking with Ms. Karen Douglas. Karen, tell us a little bit about your background.
Good morning, Rachel, and I'm so pleased to be on board this morning with you. I am in sales and marketing, primarily technology products and services. When you look around you, someone is always buying or selling something. I help people determine what they want to buy and sell and how to take it to market effectively. I've been in I've worked for various Fortune 100 companies for well over 20 years, and I think it's important that we educate our young people on the importance of taking a step out, learning about technology, because that's the shape of the future. It's very important that they understand opportunities that are in construction, because every time a building goes up, there is money to be made from start to finish. And we'll uncover some ways that they can join that industry. Thank you.
Incredible, Karen. And listen, just so that our young people can know a little bit about you personally, tell us about where you went to school and how you kind of got started.
Oh, certainly. I am a proud alum of Tennessee State University, Nashville, Tennessee, and historic HBCU. After college, I majored in biology and chemistry. Got out of school, realized I didn't want to go to medical school, and decided to start working. Got into telecommunications and technology there. And from there, just always worked promoting businesses and putting people in line with the right technology to solve their business issue.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Karen. Let's go over to Felicia. Felicia, just open up and kind of share with us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, good morning, Rachel, and good morning to the NABWIC audience. I'd like to say first thank you for giving us, both Karen and I, the opportunity to be here with you and your audience this morning. My name is Felicia Jones, and I've worked in the IT industry for over 20 years. I've done things from network design for telecommunication systems, business analysis for IT requirements, logistics, client services, and business development. I got involved with Industry Day, or found the opportunity for this, because I'm a social advocate for change, and I feel that education and the empowerment of our youth leads to a better tomorrow for everyone.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Felicia. Well, let's do this. We're going to center our show today around Industry Day, and, of course, both of you were facilitators there at Industry Day, and we definitely want to hear a little more about that. But first, for our listeners, to just get an idea of what Industry Day is, Karen or Felicia, will you kind of just give a quick overview of what Industry Day is so that people can kind of get an idea of that?
Certainly. Felicia, shall I take this?
Yes, I think you should.
Okay. Industry Day, the purpose of Industry Day is to let our youth, the young people, be in contact up close, one-on-one, with working business professionals in many industries that they hadn't thought of. A lot of our children today are afraid of engineering and math. They just don't understand it. So a few years ago at Industry Day, someone who's an engineer said, I flunked algebra twice until I sat down and dedicated myself and went on to become a college graduate with a degree in engineering. So they need to hear stories like that. Industry Day allows them to work closely with the professional, possibly create a mentorship with that person, with the student, also allow them to learn about co-op opportunities, even summer employment. You come to Industry Day, you will be talking and meeting with people from some of the key players in science and technology, some of the major corporations in America. So we want our children to have exposure to this. A lot of them are economically disadvantaged, and they don't know how to walk up to an individual and start a conversation. We're giving them that guidance. We'll also get them the exposure of different types of careers. You see this huge building with a Fortune 100 name on it, and you don't know what goes on in that building or what types of jobs and positions are available. By having the Industry Day, they're able to talk one-on-one with those folks in that building and understand what an actuary does, what's involved in navigation, what's involved in the software required to for every time that plane takes off, what's required in logistics for trains and planes and buses and automobiles to be on the road. So I think it's very important that Industry Day that they participate in it and they learn about opportunities.
Right, amazing.
So
go for it.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to add, if I might, to what Karen said. Being a technologist, I understand the use of technology in the fabric and infrastructure of our society. I understand how we become global through technology, and I agree with Karen on her position in terms of student and youth being afraid of the sciences. And I think if we find innovative ways for our youth to see in more practical ways what they're doing and what they're learning, how that relates to real-world experiences, it gives them an opportunity to get to see practical applications for one's learning.
Perfect. And so Industry Day basically exposes the students to people out in the industry so they can get an idea of some of the directions they can take professionally. Let me ask you this. Where is Industry Day held for any young folks that may be listening in right now? Karen?
Thank you. It's going to be held tomorrow. Glad you asked. It's going to be held tomorrow at Cardoza High School, Washington, D.C. And it's going to be from 9 till 3 p.m. We're going to have several panelists discussing career opportunities. We even have some recruiters from Department of Transportation who will be on hand. It's going to be a phenomenal opportunity for our youth to interact and find out what type of careers so that they can begin to prepare themselves for those positions.
Got you. Thanks so much for that. So anyone that's in the D.C. area can get over to Cardoza High School. You definitely want to get over there, get involved, and meet some of the professionals that have come out to share their industries with you. So back over to you, Felicia. Can you tell us a little bit about how Industry Day prepares someone to get involved on the global stage?
Well, I believe that Industry Day, because of the exposure that you are giving our youth, especially young women, which is what NABWIC was originally started out to sort of support and guide and lift them up, is that, as Karen said, buildings are being built every day. There is technology, whether you're here in the U.S. or whether you're overseas. The connection of IT and the the advent of the internet has just made us more global. We are talking and communicating with people living in Washington, D.C., and communicating with people in India, communicating with people in China, communicating with people in places all around that we didn't have the opportunity to do that before. Well, with the explosion of the internet and technology, that has made it possible. We have become a more globalized society and world, and so it's like having those people in your living room, and technology has been the conduit to make that happen.
Thank you, Felicia. You know, one of the things that I'm noticing here, both of you guys will be facilitating there at Industry Day. So, Karen, if I can go back over to you, kind of tell us what that involves and what you'll be doing or speaking about over at Industry Day.
When we're facilitating, we're simply creating dialogue and getting our youth to understand. Typically what happens is the business professional will tell a little bit about themselves, each one on the panel, and they tell you what they do and how they got to that position. We've had some incredible stories of people who grew up in just poverty and said he bought his first pair of shoes when he was 13 that was not a hand-me-down. And he's a successful entrepreneur today. They need to know about those stories, pardon me, and about the tenacity that's required for it. So we're going to allow each one of our panelists to tell about their background and how they got to the position they're in today. So often I use see these people, and they say, oh, well, they've always had it easy. They've had this money. That's not always the case. Many people have stories that are quite moving. So we're going to let them introduce themselves, and that allows the children to begin to formulate a connection with them. Oftentimes, there's common bonds through the sports or through home life situations. After that, we open up topics of interest to the children pertaining to, well, what is required to get this job, and what does this job do? So when you think about NABWIC, National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I shared with you that everyday buildings go up, we talk about that process of how the site is selected, the land is selected. So that means a surveyor came out and said, yes, this is a good spot. Then we talk about the creating the building. And as that building is going up, you've got electricians there. You've got the people putting in the elevators. You've got the folks who are doing the environmental controls of heating and air conditioning. All those things are going on. So the children are listening to those. And they're thinking, ah, I can do that. And that's what we want them to do. We want every child, every student to have an aha moment and realize that I, too, can make and have impact in my community.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. I have gone over to the NABWIC website here, and again, I would like to invite each and every one of our listeners to visit the NABWIC website. That's www.nabwic.org, and I'm noticing there that they definitely have a part there that's promoting Industry Day going on tomorrow, Industry Day, May 23rd, 2013, over at Cordoza Senior High School, the Academy of Construction and Design. And again, there, we'll have students over there, professionals over there in all types of areas and careers, fields of transportation, aviation, construction, engineering, and professionals there really sharing their lives, their dialogue, their information on how they got to be in the industry and helping the students there find the path to get into some of these lines of work. So what I would like to do now is go over to you, Felicia, and maybe have you talk a little bit about facilitating tomorrow and some of the ideas you plan to share.
Thank you, Rachel. I have participated. This will be my second Industry Day. I participated about a year ago, and it was just such a wonderful experience to be able to go in, to open up the session, to tell the students a little bit about my story, to lead off, to tell them, as Karen said, and to share with them, to get their thoughts going. Sometimes teenagers are a little shy, and I have a teenager myself. They sometimes come in a little uninterested, but find a way to sort of break the ice and find out what their interests are. That gives the panelist an opportunity to direct and sort of guide their answers in the interest of the students who are there participating and listening, sort of gauging them and helping them to say, yes, I can do it, or this is where I came from, or this is how I got started. Oftentimes, youth really, or children, or people in general, they have no idea. They see someone successful or working or doing a job, and they may not have that in their own families, and they think it's not possible for them. So Industry Day and the panelists sharing their ideas. As Karen said, a man who said, I didn't pass algebra twice, but now I owned, I kept at it, I stuck with it, I now own or operate or work in an industry that is thriving, that is growing, and you can as well. So it makes the connection. We open up. That is usually how I open up my sessions, an icebreaker. It relaxes the kids. It relaxes the panel. Create an environment where dialogue is shared and no one is afraid to share or ask a question. You know, help guide the questions and the panelists. And usually that's all I have to do. And so it's just the start and the conversation begins and the interaction and the exchange happens, and it begins to be a wonderful experience for those students. And for me as well, I always learn something facilitating these discussions.
Yeah, we can always learn so much from them. You know, it sounds so very exciting. And Karen, I want to go back over to you and kind of talk, if you can kind of share a little bit about why it's so important that we direct our young people coming up, that we direct them back to the sciences, encouraging them in the areas of science and mathematics and technology, especially with the direction that the world is going in.
Thanks. That's a great question. First and foremost, there's money. If you want to get somebody's attention, start talking about M-O-N-E-Y, money. There is money in technology. When you look at the Forbes richest people, 7 out of the top 10 people are in technology. That tells you right there that there is money. There will always be money made, pardon me, in construction and technology. When a building goes up, we're back to that building. There's money to be made. Everybody who lays the brick, that person is making money. And in order for simple tasks like laying the bricks, you have to understand mathematics. You have to understand weight and pressure. Don't be afraid of it. I think our youth today hear the term, oh, math, oh, man, I don't like that. It's really, really hard. It's not hard. I think what happens is we don't do a good job in introducing our children to math. So then there's all these phobias, and people say, oh, I don't like it. Well, what about math you don't like? I just don't like it. Well, why don't you like it? Because it's hard. Well, why do you think it's hard? Can you add 2 + 2? Yes. Well, then you can do math. You just did some. Then let's take it to the next level. And that's what we have to give our students. We have to prepare them to compete globally. The world, due to technology, is becoming a much more smaller market. You can log online today and order a pair of shoes from China, and in 4 business days, they can be delivered to your door. Many things happen to make that appear at your door. One, you had to have a shipping method that involves logistics. 2, someone had to go on the internet, log on, create their account to purchase the shoes. 3, there's a money transfer, a means of paying for the shoes. All those things go on behind the scenes. But when you get them to open their eyes and drill down into that, pardon me, all of a sudden, wow, I'm a technologist. And I always smile and say, yes, you are.
Awesome. You know, we're coming upon our last 10 minutes, and so what I want to do, I'm going to kind of promote the website, and I'll take a couple minutes to do that. And while I do that, I want you both, Karen and Felicia, if you do me a favor and just kind of think about something important here at the end of our show that you want to share about Industry Day, about what you contribute, about maybe promoting it for people to come out, and I'll give both of you that opportunity. Just kind of open up anything you think is important that you definitely want to get out before the show is over. I'll come back to you guys in just a moment. I want to go to our guest and definitely give you the phone number. If there's anyone on the line that would like to call in, you can reach us at 214-459-3918. Again, that's 714-459-3918. If you have a question for Karen or Felicia, we definitely love to hear from you. Otherwise, go over to our website, learn more about NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and that's at www.nabwic.org. Also, if you go over to the website, you can find out, get more information about Industry Day and other things that the organization NABWIC is involved with. Guys, this this show will be archived. It will be posted on Facebook. So make sure when you take a listen, if you want to forward it out to friends, post it on your Facebook and promote it and get the word out. We definitely encourage you to send out emails, post and repost, tweet and retweet, and make sure that everyone knows about the exciting event going on over at Cordoza High School tomorrow. And be clear that each and every week we host this show at 11:30 a.m. NABWIC speaks to an exciting guest in the industry of construction or technology, and so we and also other related fields. And so we definitely invite you to listen in every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. With that said, let's go over to Felicia. I just want to open up the line for you to kind of just share anything that maybe you haven't gotten around to saying yet, but that you know is important and that you want to get the word out about.
Sure. Thank you, Rachel. I'd like to say that I believe that we are losing ground as a nation here in the U.S. We've been in the lowest percentile and the most underrepresented groups, minorities, women, in the U.S. That goes for any of the disciplines in STEM. STEM has become a really big initiative and push here in the nation. That's your science, your technology, engineering, and mathematics. And I believe at Cardoza High School, the TransTech Academy and their curriculum have done a fantastic job in trying to prepare and expose youth to those areas of STEM. I believe we need more research and development that leads to intellectual assets, entrepreneurship, and the building of sustainable communities here in our nation and in the U.S. And I think that ties into the vision that Anne McNeil, founder of NABWIC, had for NABWIC, which is to build successful communities for sustainable living. And I think you do that by applying the disciplines of STEM in order to obtain that. And so I hope that with Industry Day and the exposure that we're giving our youth, they'll have an opportunity to learn, find a place for themselves in the STEM program, and move forward and become successful and add to sustainable communities for us here in the nation.
Wow. Thanks for that, Felicia. Felicia, let me ask you, is this your first time participating in Industry Day, or have you done this a few years?
Actually, this will be my second year participating in Industry Day, and I'm so excited to be asked to participate and facilitate.
Awesome, and I'm sure everyone is so thankful to have you and really appreciates your involvement, because this is you guys have definitely convinced all of our listeners and me of how important this is. Karen, let me go over to you and just kind of open up for you to have the opportunity to just kind of share anything that you think is important for folks to know.
I think it's important that each and every day that we look around us and ask ourselves how and why. If we start asking ourselves the questions of how did that person do it, Industry Day allows them to have a one-on-one, up-close and personal contact with very successful people in many different areas of business, technology, and construction. And I think the key thing is going to be is to make this aware. I wish Industry Day was every day, because I think that our youth are often lost. They see these videos, and they think, oh, well, you know, I'm going to work up in a new Mercedes or whatever the song says. Mm-hmm. That's not realistic unless you have a way to pay for that. And I think that learning early on, these are high school students that we're catering to at Cardoza. So I think that we need to reach out even deeper and start in the elementary school and prepping our children and our communities to understand the importance of math and technology. I think if we do that, we're able to compete. As Felicia just indicated, we do globally, we're at the bottom of the heap. That's not good. We're at the bottom of the barrel. We've got to find a way quickly to bring us back up to be a leader, or else we will no longer be a dominant in the world. We'll soon be dominated by other powers if we don't fill the gaps of people who are retiring and moving out of the industry due to, you know, age and health. We need to fill those gaps with new people that understand the importance of business, technology, and the sciences, and make them available to them. NABWIC, National Association of Black Women in Construction, the purpose of this organization is to create alliances with people who are in business in the construction industry, forming partnerships and alliances to go after big deals, to share information, to help create jobs for people. I want everybody to be mindful that tomorrow, Industry Day is at Cardoza High School, Washington, D.C. Our website is www.navwick.org. And log on. If you can't come out tomorrow, log on. There's a link for Industry Day so that you can learn more about it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You just heard from Karen Douglas. We appreciate you. A moment before her, you heard from Ms. Felicia Jones, both facilitating tomorrow at Industry Day. Karen, you said something so powerful just a moment ago when you talked about our students and our kids hearing these different songs about the different cars they'll be able to drive and so on. And I think one of the reasons our students look forward to becoming maybe athletes and entertainers is because they see those people in front of them. They see the results. They see what looks like a success. They get to hear them in interviews or see them on reality TV shows, and they get an opportunity to kind of feel like they're getting to know them, and they want to kind of go down that path. They even get to see the shows on how they got to, you know, their whole path of getting to where they are. And a lot of times in all of these other fields and professions and industries, our students don't have us in front of them where they get to see the results, they get to see the success, and they get to hear about the path of getting there. And I think that's so powerful that Industry Day is offering that, and that the two of you are taking your time out to come out and participate and really share and dialogue with the students on what's possible for them. I'm very excited also to say that we have Ann McNeil right now on the line, founder of NABWIC. Again, we are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and the person with the vision that organization started is on the line with a question or a comment, so I definitely just want to welcome her. Good morning, Ann McNeil.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so excited because Karen and Felicia and Rachel and our special, special, special Shiro, Sheila Jones, and I know she's behind the scenes everywhere, helping us to be better at what we do. Ladies, thank you. This has been a wonderful, wonderful morning listening to each of you and just really enjoying what's possible tomorrow. And although I won't be able to be there for the first time, we're actually at the Odyssey Women's Retreat in Naples, Florida, at the Ritz, participating in another event. But I just want to thank both of you for facilitating, and Rachel, especially a special thanks to you for stepping in and, as always, hosting another great show. So with that, I just want, on behalf of NABWIC, to just say thanks from all of us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anne. I want to thank you, Karen Douglas, for being on this morning. I also want to thank you, Felicia Jones, for being on this morning. I'm sure everyone is looking forward to meeting you and seeing you tomorrow. I hope you have a great, great, great day, and I just want you to know we appreciate your leadership. Again, this is Rachel Moore. You are listening to NABWIC Talks. We are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we welcome you to our website. That's www.nabwic.org. Listen in to the show next Wednesday morning, where maybe we'll even have a guest, another guest that participated in Industry Day, and we'll get to hear a little bit about how everything went. But definitely listen in next week. And, of course, this show is archived, so if you want to promote it, get the word out. Definitely post it on your Facebook page. We always encourage you to post and repost, tweet and retweet, email and text, and get the word out. Thanks again to you, Karen Douglas, and thank you, Felicia Jones, and thanks for having me, Miss Anne McNeil, and, of course, Sheila Jones. I hope all is well. You guys have a great day tomorrow. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida. Have a great day.